Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I am FPL Dean and today you are here for game week 38, the final differentials for the season to boost your rank. And look, you might be in a position a bit like me, wondering whether you can hunt down that last 20, maybe 25, maybe 30 points. Well, you're not going to do it with the template picks. You're going to do it with aggressive differentials. And I have you covered. I'm on free hit this week myself, so I'm actively looking at these players and I may well end up with a team full of players featured in this video. But without further ado, smash a like on the video, subscribe if you haven't already done so as well, because there's going to be content over the summer, there's going to be a review of the season, and I'm going to be putting out videos in preparation for next season, so make sure you're subscribed for that. And without further ado, let's go for the final differentials of the season. So the differential notes and what you need to know ahead of game week 38. And look, it is the final game week. So this is it. You've got no other chance to make up those points than this game week. And look, if you are on free hit 38 like I am, I have a special edition for the best free hit draft. If you're protecting rank, if you're chasing like me, or if you just want to have some fun, I've got you all covered with the video that I'm preparing for tomorrow. And it's going to feature a lot of the players in here, but also other ones that are quite templatey as well. Obviously, if you are trying to gain rank, if you're trying to go for that top 10K and you're sitting like 12K, or if you're sitting in like the top 103K and you're trying to get into the top 100, I've got you covered. I've got you. These are definitely going to be the best differentials this week that are low owned, under 10%. The only one that's not under 10% on this entire video is Emiliano Martinez. And that's because he's playing Man United. Man United don't score many goals. But other than him, everyone else is under 10% owned. So in the goalkeepers department, there's Pope, there's Kepa, there's Areola, there's Edison, there's Martinez, and there's Becker. All really good fixtures this week and pretty good teams that are playing against. Lots to consider there. Defenders, there's Madsen. There's no Dean this week. Sorry, Dean owners. Cash, Wan-Bissaka, Ruben Diaz, Konsa, Bradley, Shah, Kivior, White, Livramento, Hoidson, all really good options this week. All ridiculously low owned. Some of them really, really low owned. In the midfield, there's Semenyo, Suchek, Matoma scored last night and he features in this video. In that little segment there, I don't go into big detail, but he could be an option. He did come off the bench, FYI. Marino, back from suspension this week. Game week 38, 1 week punt. Martinelli, Gibbs White, Trossard. Lots of Arsenal players here. Wonder why that is. Tavernier, Barnes, Kudos, Marco Asensio, Damsgaard, Johnson, Sade, Gordon. There's so many different options this week, especially if you're on a free hit. It is all about the 1 week punt, and I'm loving this game week. I've done so much fun putting this video together today. It's fantastic. Forward line, Evanilson, Solanke, Havertz, Welbeck, and Gakpo. Look, last week, my best differential that came in was Kukurea. He featured in last week's video, and my God, did he deliver. Hopefully, I've got a few in here that are going to do exactly the same thing this particular game week. So, the fixture difficulty rating, there it is. The teams to target, Arsenal, with that Southampton away fixture. Team leaks are going to be very important. Making early moves, not ideal. If you're on free hit like me, you can just sit there and put together a draft and then just change it last minute. If, obviously, there are team leaks. Bournemouth, Leicester at home. What better fixture to finish the season? Like, it doesn't get any better than that, surely. Ipswich and West Ham, green fixture for both, realistically. FYI, Jared Bowen, if you're after a really sneaky shout for a captaincy this week, he scored and assisted in the reverse fixture at home in the London Stadium. So for that reason, maybe he's worth actually putting the captaincy on this week. Just putting out there, this video is not about that, but he could be a very good differential captain. Not many people probably going there. Could be good. Obviously, the team's fighting for the UEFA Champions League. Man City, Nottingham Forest, Chelsea, Aston Villa, Newcastle United. This is obviously being recorded before the Tuesday night games, so I don't know whether Manchester City are going to be in the Champions League after tonight's game or not. Ditto Bournemouth fighting for eighth. I don't know how that result goes because obviously we're recording before, but these four teams at the moment are still in with a shout. Brighton obviously won, which boosts their chances of finishing eighth. Again, that eighth spot may end up being a Conference League spot depending on whether Chelsea make the Champions League places, and if they don't, whether they win the Conference League, their spot will then become their spot for Europe. Will they go to the eighth placed team? So those four teams at the moment, still plenty to fight for. heading into the final game week. So for that reason, they are also teams that you should be looking to target. So for the people that are on the system manager chip this week, the table bonus has 8 managers, and I'm pretty confident all these guys are going to end up with table bonus come the end of the week. The most realistic one, and the one I would probably punt with if I was on the assistant manager chip this week, and I would waste a -4 in order to do it. We saw what happened overnight. Hurzel with 19 points, beating Liverpool 3 goals, 16 for the win. Table bonus is king. I've been saying it all season long. A table bonus manager generally top scores in the assistant managers every single week. It's just a matter of being able to predict the right one. Now, I've got Pereira at number one. Brentford at home. Could be Cunha's. Well, it's probably, realistically, it is going to be Cunha's last game. It's also going to be in Bournemouth's potentially last game for Brentford as well. This is an interesting game. I just think, even though Brentford are fighting for eighth, I think that they're a really good shout in this game, the Wolves team. So for that reason, I've got him at number one. Now, Postecoglou comes in at number two, and you're probably like, are you barking mad, D-Unit? Maybe I am, but I think whoever, and I've got Amrin and Postecoglou 2 and 3. Whoever loses that game on Wednesday night, and we don't know that yet at the moment, they will want to win on Sunday in order to placate the fans, to end the season on some sort of respectable token. And I think that Spurs lose the final. Being a United fan, it is slightly biased. I will grant you that. But I just think that they're going to lose. So for that reason, Postecoglou, I think, comes at number two. Amrin, I think, will ride the high. And I think he'll field a very strong side on Sunday as well, because he has shown a tendency to do that in the league. I think Aston Villa are in for a quite tight game on Sunday. So I've got him at number three. I could definitely see a Man United draw here. I don't think Villa finished in the Champions League places. That's my gut feel. Silva versus Man City comes in at number four. Realistically, I can't see them getting a result, but it depends on how Manchester City go tonight. If Man City don't do well tonight, he might be elevated up the standings prior to the deadline. David Moyes then comes in at number five. Now, Everton have been amazing, but I think Newcastle just get the job done. At St. James's Park, I really can't see Everton getting anything from that game. I can't even see them scoring a goal. So for that reason, he comes in at number five. Glasner versus Liverpool comes in at number six. Now, maybe he should be much higher based on what Liverpool are doing, but I dare say they're going to put on a show, and Crystal Palace are definitely going to be on the beach, having won the FA Cup and being in Europe next season. So for that reason, he comes in at number six. Ruud van Nistelrooy versus Bournemouth comes in at number seven, who beats Rusk, who are playing Arsenal on number eight. Now, those two teams may just have nothing to lose, and the teams they're playing, I mean, Arsenal have got second place pretty much sewn up. Potentially will definitely be sewn up after tonight, depending on what happens in that City game, but I can't see either of them getting a result. I haven't been able to see them getting a result most of the season. I can't see it starting now. So for that reason, they're 7th and 8th, respectively. So the goalkeeper differentials, and this is the last four goalkeepers you'll see this season. And look, Martinez is definitely the pick at 13.1%. Manchester United away. Man United don't score many goals. But maybe they do. Maybe there are safer goalkeepers this week, and realistically, there probably are. He's got obviously got 6 bonus points to this season, 1.28 expected goals conceded, and Aston Villa have just been getting it done. There's now 4 clean sheets now, and I think the last 7 games, which is really good for goalkeepers. We know historically this season they've been hard to come by. He's now up to 8 clean sheets of the season, 5 mil, really good shout. He may well make my free hit team as well because of the fact that, you know, I want to do something creative with some of the other teams. Then it's Pope. I think Pope, 5.9% ownership, 2 bonus points, expected goals conceded 1.26 per 90, 8 clean sheets as well. Again, he also cost you 5 mil. So he's gone up from 4.9, he's back up to 5. Really good there. Areola, 7% owned. Do you trust him against Ipswich? I think Ipswich probably score, which is why he's not really that high, but he is a good differential, and the fixture on paper is really nice. 4.3 million, 4 clean sheets is disappointing. 1.5 expected goals conceded per 90 is not ideal, and he's only got 1 bonus point for the season. Kepa is probably a really good shout, but I just think if you're on free hit like me, there's so many better keepers to be picking from, because you don't want to really be wasting the keeper slot on Kepa unless you go for some weird kind of a draft. So he's got 7 bonus points, which is the most out of all of them. 7 clean sheets for Bournemouth, 1.27 expected goals conceded per 90, and he's not too badly priced, 4.6 million. He's not going to set too much of your budget out of whack this week. So onto the defender differentials, and there are heaps this week. I've come up with 8 of them because I think the free hit's going to be quite popular this week, and wildcard, just for final day fun. So for this reason, I've just picked up a bunch of blokes that are low owned, that have pretty good fixtures in paper and realistically could get you some points attacking returns as well. So we're going to start with Hoytson. Amazing fixture at home with Leicester. It's going to be his send-off game. Obviously, I would expect him to start. He's off to Real Madrid. He said he wants to play the last two games, and I believe he'll start both of them. He'll probably get a standing ovation. He might come off early in this game as well, which might be really good for the clean sheet odds. 0.13 expected goal involvement per 90. 1.39 expected goals conceded per 90. He's obviously got 3 goals, 1 assist. It'd be fitting if he finished with a goal, 7 clean sheets, and he's only going to cost you 4.5 mil. He's almost 100... Well, I'd say he's 80%... No, probably less than that. 60% chance of being in my squad... And it's 40% being Kirkez, depending on whether I need the money or not. If I don't need the money, I'll be going with Kirkez. If I do need the money, I'll be going with Hoytson. Livramento, 8.7% ownership, 0.09 expected goal involvement, and that has increased since, obviously, Lewis Hall's been out of the team. Expected goals conceded per 90, 1.21, which is pretty damn good for defenders. 0 goals, 1 assist, not ideal, but he's got 10 clean sheets. So Newcastle know how to keep a clean sheet. 4.6 million as well. Very cheap player. Then we have Shah. Now, not many people have Shah, and I didn't realize he'd had this many attacking returns until I did this video. 4.3% ownership, so he's lower owned than Livramento, lower owned than Dan Burn, etc., etc. 5.5 million, though, so he does cost a lot more money, but he's got 0.13 expected goal involvement per 90, which matches Hoytson's, which is pretty damn good. Expected goals conceded per 90 of 1.15. Again, fantastic defensive data there. He's actually scored 4 goals, which I couldn't believe, 2 assists as well, and he's kept 11 clean sheets. So if I was a betting man and I was wondering which one may get, like, he's a good chance of getting a goal against Everton, let's be honest. Especially now that we know that Braithwaite's going to be out probably with a hamstring this week, so Everton's defence already is slightly weaker. I feel like potentially Shah could be a really good shout this week. Then we got Wan-Bissaka, 5.4% ownership, 0.11 expected goal involvement per 90, 1.65 expected goals conceded per 90, which is definitely the worst. I don't expect him to keep a clean sheet, but again, 2 goals and 5 assists this season for Wan-Bissaka. Like, his attacking potential, I don't know what's happened since he left Man United, but he's become an ultimate attacking weapon. 6 clean sheets as well, and he's dirt cheap, 4.4 million. I mean, it's just brilliant, isn't it? So on to the second part of the Game Week 38 Defender Differentials, and this is where we get to the Arsenal players. All right, so Ben White, 2.3% ownership, 0.09 expected goal involvement per 90, 1.3 expected goals conceded per 90, which is actually, they concede more goals than White's in the lineup, which is probably why Timber was beating him out of the lineup for such a long period of time. Zero goals, 1 assist, 5 clean sheets, 6.1 million. He's an expensive defender, but I liked what I saw against Newcastle from him. He was attacking. He went close with a shot as well. Could be a really good differential, particularly if Saliba is out. Could be a really good shout. Mattson, 1.6% ownership. He features this week because his attacking data is unbelievable. 0.29 expected goal involvement per 90. He's so much more attacking than Dean. I didn't actually realize this until I actually did some stat digging. I was like, I'm surprised I don't start him every week. It has been a bit 50-50 in terms of who starts, but I think that Mattson did more than enough, and I think that potentially he gets a start at Old Trafford as well. 1.26 expected goals conceded per 90, not too bad. He's obviously scored the 1 goal, 2 assists, 3 clean sheets, and he only cost 4.5 mil. So again, a very nice cheap defender there. Connor Bradley got an assist last night. He probably should have scored as well. 1% ownership. Like, if you're after a Liverpool defender this week, I think 100% he's going to be starting. I think Trent's no chance of starting this game, even though it's the last game at Anfield, even though it's his last game for Liverpool. I just can't see him starting. Just after the reception he got the last game at Anfield, just wouldn't make much sense to me. His expected goal involvement per 90 is also very high, 0.27. Expected goals conceded per 90, 1.46, which is not ideal. 0 goals, 2 assists of the season, 3 clean sheets, 4.7 mil. One of the cheapest way into the Liverpool defence, pretty much. So again, I quite like that as a shout for game week 38. And then Kivior, 2.2% ownership, 4.8 mil. So much cheaper than Ben White. 0.03 expected goal involvement per 90. Only 1 goal, 0 assist. Again, only 3 clean sheets because he hasn't been playing that much. But with Gabriel out, he's 100%. Well, you'll think he's 100% to start this game. 1.21 expected goals conceded per 90. So the Arsenal defence, even though these guys haven't been playing that much, still pretty late with them on the field. So for that reason, they're your 8 defenders. I think there's some really good shouts in there for some big scores this week. So on to the midfielders for this game week. And these are the first four that we're going to talk about. So Harvey Barnes, 4.5% ownership, 5.9 mil. He's actually gone down in price, I can't believe. But it's a really good fixture on paper, that Everton fixture at home. 0.35 expected goals per 90, 0.24 expected assists per 90. He scored 9 goals and 5 assists, which is pretty damn good for some bloke that's under 6 mil. Dirt cheap. It's just trying to squeeze one of these blokes into my free hit draft, really. And when you compare like the premium assets, you're like, should I just go with premium or should I just go with the bargain basement who's just getting the job done? Semenyo then comes in next. He's probably my favourite Bournemouth player to pick, even above Clivett this week, just with the way that the form's been. 7.1% ownership. So again, stupidly low owned. 0.27 expected goals per 90, 0.13 expected assists per 90. 9 goals, 7 assists. 5.7 mil. So cheap. I mean, the only thing I would say is that Clivett's obviously on penalties, which makes him, I think he'll be the most popular transfer in terms of the Bournemouth attack because of the fact that he is on penalties. But Semenyo just has so many shots. I just really love him here. Trossard then comes in, 0.24 expected goals per 90, 0.15 expected assists per 90, 6.7 million. So he's an awkward price point, 8 goals, 7 assists. Look, Martinelli's unfortunate not to feature in this video, as is Declan Rice. And Declan Rice, if you want a really good shout, it's actually been low-key really good. So I didn't have time to literally do all the midfielders this week, but they are unlucky to miss out. They are both very good differentials, very low-owned as well. Could be really good shouts in game week 38, especially against that Southampton team. Sharday also features again for the third week running, 3.5% ownership, 0.34 expected goals per 90, 0.07 expected assists per 90, 11 goals and 4 assists. It really should be 5 assists if it wasn't for the fact that Brian and Bermo missed that penalty. Again, 5.3 million, so cheap. And I think Brentford are going to go for it. I think there's going to be lots of goals in that Brentford Wolves game. I wouldn't want to own any of their defenders, but midfielders, forwards, I can get around that this week, 100%. So the second part of the midfielders, and this is where it gets a little bit juicy because some people are going like, well, these people featuring on this video, but they are. Marino, 1.5% ownership, 0.33 expected goals per 90, 0.07 expected assists per 90, 7 goals, 2 assists, he's cost 6 mil. Now, I think he comes straight back in. He's obviously missed game week 37, and I think potentially he will get the start in game week 38. And for that reason, with Southampton probably not really caring too much about what the score is, I think there could be goals for Marino here. Tavernier is another one that, again, could be a little bit of a minutes risk, but he's stupidly low-owned, and everyone's not going to be thinking about this man. 0.2% ownership, and it's quite often that he gets a goal. Well, it's not really. 3 goals, 7 assists of the season, but he's missed a lot of the season. Again, he's dirt cheap, 5.4 mil. 0.27 expected goals per 90, 0.15 expected assists per 90. Comparable with Semenyo. Dango and other players, all very similar data. Like, if he starts, he's just as good a chance as Semenyo is getting a goal or a return. So for that reason, I really like him here as well. Stupidly low-owned. Whatever points he's going to get is going to massively shoot up your rank. Then we get onto a really controversial pick, and I've got Brennan Johnson here, and I've been anti-featuring Spurs assets all season, as everyone knows, posted Dominic Solanke disaster when I bought him in before my wild card in game week 12. So game week 11, I bought him in, captained him against that Ipswich team, and he delivered 2 points as my captain. So ever since then, I've not featured a Spurs player in any video. However, I think there's a really good chance of playing Brennan Johnson here. And against Brighton don't, we're just saying that they concede lots of goals. They've only kept one clean sheet in about 8 weeks or whatever, and that was when Bart Simpson actually kept a clean sheet for me in game week 36. Now, Brennan Johnson, 2.3% ownership. No one's going to be talking about him because no one really wants to talk about Spurs. 0.44 expected goals per 90, 0.09 expected assists per 90. 11 goals, 6 assists, 6.2 million. Now, if Spurs lose, which I think, hopefully they do, I think Brennan Johnson starts. I think they'll field their full strength lineup in game week 38. And it'll be a goal fest. It'll just be a complete goal fest. Ange Ball will get one final hurrah. And for that reason, I think Brennan Johnson's going to return. Let me know if you're a Spurs fan, if I'm just completely and utterly off it. But I reckon that Johnson's going to come big here. Then we look at Gibbs White. 7% ownership. He's got Chelsea at home. He's outperformed Alanga significantly the last 2 weeks. 2 double-figure hauls in the last 2 weeks. This man is getting it done when Nottingham Forest need him most. 0.21 expected goals per 90, 0.15 expected assists per 90. He's now got 7 goals and 11 assists for the season. 6.5 mil. Like, there's so much potential with all these midfielder differentials this week to go absolutely big. And they're so low owned that whatever points they're going to get you is going to be absolutely huge. And they're all options that I'm considering for my free hit draft. I just don't know which ones I like the most, is I'm being brutally honest. I think there's lots of goals in the final game day. And for that reason, I really want to pick some differentials that I think potentially could get those goals. And I really love them. Like all these guys could go absolutely ham. So lastly, on to the game week 38 forward differentials. And look, there's one place to start, and it's Yves Van Ilsen. I even said his name correctly. Instead of saying Ivan Linsson, I called his name correctly, Yves Van Ilsen. Leicester at home, 4.8% ownership. That's definitely going to go up, particularly if lots of people bring Saka in. They'll probably take a minus four in order to bring in Ivan Linsson. Cheap forward, 0.49 expected goals per 90. 0.07 expected assists per 90. He's literally on track to score a goal or have some sort of a goal involvement every second game. So for that reason, hopefully he doesn't score against Man City tonight, which means he'll be good for Sunday, which means he'll get his goal then. Hopefully a few. 10 goals, 5 assists, 5.8 mil. He's had an amazing first season for Bournemouth, and he's outperformed Dominic Solanke, FYI, who joined Spurs, who are meant to be a better team, and he's only got 8 goals and 5 assists. Yes, he's been injured for a bit of it, but so has Van Linsen. He's also been injured a lot of this season. Solanke's still 4.6% owned. Again, I can't believe I'm featuring him again after that disaster class, but maybe this is the week. Like, Solanke, I think, starts on Sunday as well. 0.43 expected goals per 90, 0.05 expected assists, and 7.3 mil. He's not going to break the bank. He could be a really good differential. I mean, like, these guys are loaned by under 5% of the comp. So if they go off, as I expect that they will, no one's going to be really talking about Solanke. Like, no one will be talking about Solanke and Johnson. Probably because they won't start. But no, I actually think they will. My line of thinking is they'll start, and I think Tottenham will score goals. For that reason, I think they're really good assets. Then we look at Danny Welbeck. Return of assist against Liverpool, and realistically, probably should have more in this game. He had a ridiculously high XGI, probably should have scored. 6.2% ownership. Again, he's got Spurs on the final day. Spurs will be conceding goals. Danny Welbeck realistically should be starting. João Pedro didn't actually get any minutes last night, so you shouldn't be too worried about that. 0.41 expected goals per 90, 0.06 expected assists per 90. He's now got 10 goals and 5 assists for the season, mirroring what Van Linsen's got. 5.5 mil. So he's the cheapest forward featured this week. He's a really good asset to own. And I just think that against Spurs, they're just ripe for the picking, right? Like, they're literally ripe for the picking. There's going to be goals. I think a lot of these fixtures this week are just going to be goals. Trying to pick a clean sheet this week is actually super hard. I think Newcastle's probably the best bet at a clean sheet. I know that they'll say that Bournemouth and Arsenal obviously are pretty high clean sheet odds as well. But realistically, are they? I mean, Leicester and Southampton, they just want to have some fun on the final day, really. I could see them scoring a goal. Then we've got Cody Gakpo, 5% ownership. He's played another 60 minutes overnight. Was probably unlucky not to return. 0.35 expected goals per 90, 0.17 expected assists per 90. 10 goals, 4 assists, 7.2 mil. I just think on that final day at Anfield, there's going to be goals galore. So I think on my free hit draft, Salah really should have returned yesterday with at least a goal, maybe even more. He's definitely going to be in, and I really want another forward player from Liverpool. Maybe it's Cody Gakpo, maybe it's a Jota. I think realistically, the ones that are going to be starting are Gakpo, Diaz, and Salah, particularly on that final day at Anfield. So I think I want two of those three. So for that reason, Gakpo has to be in the conversation for game week 38. So that brings us to the end of the differentials for game week 38. This has been my favorite video to produce every single week for you all. Hopefully you've found it useful once again. I've come up with some really left field picks, I hope, that are hopefully going to get me and hopefully you some rank. Obviously, I'm in that tricky position where my top 10K is pretty much safe. I'm about 25 points inside the top 10K. And I'm about the same amount, maybe closer to 30 at the moment, prior to Haaland got playing tonight. And obviously, if Muno doesn't play and Milinkovic's 8 points come on, I'll be much closer to the 1K and even further inside the top 10. I just want to go a Hail Mary and just see if I can do it. See if I can chew up those points. Like the free hit 34 draft, right? That game pretty much 30 points for everyone that did it that week because all those template defenders popped off. Well, maybe all these differential forwards and midfielders and defenders will pop off this week. And I just pick them all and hope for the best. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know what differentials you're eyeing up. Let me know if you're on free hit this week. And I'm back tomorrow with a free hit game week 38 special because I'm on it. So tune in because I'm actually doing it. Unlike a lot of other people who'll be doing the videos this week, I'm actively doing a free hit myself in game week 38. Join me for that. Make sure you smash a like before you leave and subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. I've been FPL D Unit.